We all belong outside. We are drawn to nature. It calls to us. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives richer, calmer, and frankly, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby or trails worth traveling to and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Whether you're looking for a laid-back walk with family or something more adventurous to get your heart pumping, AllTrails gives you the tools you need to get out there and find your outside. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Baseball is back, and BetMGM, official partner of Major League Baseball, is bringing the heat all season long. Step up to the plate all season with Swing for the Fences, the free-to-play game where every swing could score you rewards. We're talking parlay boost tokens, odds boost tokens, same-game parlay boost, and even bonus spins all season long. And the action doesn't stop there. Get more out of every at-bat with MLB same-game parlay boost. Stack your picks and boost your potential payout. Plus, lock in bigger value with MLB odds boost tokens and MLB parlay boost tokens all season long. More boosts, more swings, more chances to win. Download the BetMGM app and step up to the plate today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Boomer and Geo.
PT and Sal.
Kevin and Tiki.
Keith McPherson, your nighttime host on The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
On The Fan.
It's WFAN Daily, hosted by Pete Hoffman.
Welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. And this was supposed to be, let me tell you something. This was supposed to be an episode about the New York Yankees as they again go and get shut out by the LA Angels. And that's where I was going to start with. But they got lucky. You know, I headline this with the luck has run out, but not for the Yankees because they got lucky. The New York Mets collapsed tonight or last night, Tuesday night, whenever you listen to this podcast. The New York Mets collapsed again, and it is the worst loss of the season, hands down. This loss was devastating because you have David Peterson, who goes out there again and pitches his balls off. He goes seven innings, allows two runners to get on in the eighth inning, but he's efficient. Everything's going well. He's got a little luck on his side. But everything is perfect. Soto gets a home run early in the game. Tyrone Taylor gets a home run later in the game. He has another two-run double as well, or two-run hit as well. He's got three RBIs on the day. They're up 4-1. Everything is just cruising, and the ball gets handed off to Reed Garrett, and it all just goes to hell from there. You know, you think that he's going to get out of that inning in the eighth inning, and it looks like the Mets are going to be able to survive. But my question is this. I am going to second guess the David Peterson to that eighth inning. Because at that point in time, David Peterson's pitching well. If you want to go batter to batter, we've talked about this many times. We've talked about this with Griffin Canning. We've talked about this with Clay Holmes. We've talked about this with so many other pitchers. If you want to go and take them into a place where they don't usually go, and I understand that David Peterson, you know, pitched nine innings before that. He pitched 7 2/3 innings before that. So he's gone deeper into games. But if you're going to take David Peterson, who usually doesn't go this deep into games, then you got to at least be aware I'm going to take them batter by batter. And at this point in time, when you hit the seventh inning or the eighth inning, excuse me, personally speaking, if you're going to use them, if you use Dave Peterson, yeah, batter by batter. If not, why don't you just go to a clean inning with Reed Garrett? You're going to go to him anyway. You're probably going to get to him sooner than later. If David Peterson scuffles, you're going to go to Reed Garrett, which you ended up doing. Why go to Reed Garrett where he hasn't pitched in 7 days? Hasn't pitched in 7 days, but give him an inning like that. Not give him a fresh inning. Give him an inning with two runners on and go get it and figure it out. I'm sorry. I don't care how many bullpen games you started or whatever, or you know, you had in between. If you pitch a little bit between, you're rusty. It's a week off. The same thing with Edwin Diaz. Edwin Diaz had multiple, 5 days off in between his appearances. You have two guys that you know you're going to go to at some point in the next day or two. And at this point in time, with a 3-run lead going into the eighth inning, why don't you just make it easy for yourself? Why put yourself in that spot where I'm going to have to go batter by batter? I'm going to have to go, and if David Peterson puts somebody on, I'm going to have to go to Reed Garrett anyway. Why don't you just start the inning clean? Because Reed Garrett needs to figure out some things to get comfortable, right? Reed Garrett was not perfect in that eighth inning, clearly. Reed Garrett comes in, and what's the first thing he does? After Peterson's out, after Allen walks, after Acuna singles, Verdugo singles. Now, thankfully, no one scored at that point in time. But, that's not – that shows to me that he's just trying to get his feel back. And now you got bases loaded, and he strikes out Matt Olson. He has Austin Riley fly out, and you're like, oh, my God, he's going to get out of this. And then Marcelo Ozuna has a vicious – unbelievable at bat that just keeps him in there, keeps on fouling balls off. And I'm like, when are you just going to strike this guy out? And he doesn't. And he gets a bases clearing double. And that's it. It's a tie ball game. And everything else is gone because your bullpen, who's unreliable, if it's not Reed Garrett or Edwin Diaz, seriously, no one else is really reliable at this moment in time. You can't sit there and say, oh, well, Ty Adcock. I mean, come on. Who are we going to at this point in time that we feel extremely comfortable? Brazoban hasn't been 100%. You know, you go up and down this team. Max Kranich hasn't been that fantastic. I mean, it doesn't make a difference anymore. This team, the bullpen has been worn out because of the overuse. We all know that. That was going to happen this season. We knew. We figured that. We knew that these starting pitchers had a lot of questions and couldn't go deep into games. You know, if you're going five innings, you're giving a lot of innings to your bullpen. Just how it goes. So you're at this point in time where you're wearing these guys down, even though their numbers have been fantastic. If you look, even Brazoban, his ERA right now is 1.62 with a 0.92 whip. I mean, it is what it is. He's got great numbers. But he still loses the game at the end of the day. Still loses the game at the end of the day. But why did that happen? I'm sorry. David Peterson should not have started that eighth inning. Give a fresh inning to Reed Garrett, who you know you're going to go to anyway in case of an emergency. And there was an emergency there. So you go into Reed Garrett. At some point in time, you have to realize it's not a perfect day for David Peterson. It was a good game, but it wasn't perfect. I know his pitch count was low, even when they pulled him, it was 9-3 pitches, but still, you're going to have to get to your bullpen. He's not going to give you 9 innings. He wasn't going to give you 9 innings. You knew that. There was good defensive plays that kept you in this game and kept David Peterson from, you know, getting hurt early in the game. And it's just disappointing. It's disappointing that I'm not going to say mismanagement, but because he's done it before. He's done it before where, whether it's, again, Griffin Canning's had opportunities to get at, you know, hey, go into the sixth inning, see how you can do. Doesn't work anymore. You need to prepare, and especially when you have a three-game losing streak, you have to think about ending it because you can't have this linger on. You can't have going to Atlanta and losing this game as bad as you just did now equal a four-game losing streak because you lose the series to the Rays. You lose this game to the Braves, four-game losing streak. This might not end anytime soon with the pitching that you have on the mound, with Clay Holmes on the mound, with Paul Blackburn pitching on Wednesday. That, let's be honest, that's an L right there. Paul Blackburn might not get past three innings, okay? He got one out his last outing, and he gave up four runs. I don't trust him at all. The Braves are going to beat the crap out of him, and we're going to have to sit there and go, all right, well, could we end it on Thursday? It's when you are running into these situations, you have to do your best to prevent these stupid situations from popping up. You have to end the losing streak as quick as possible. And Carlos Mendoza had a perfect opportunity to do it. Instead, he pushed David Peterson. That backfired. Reed Garrett's rusty. Hasn't pitched in 7 days. Edwin Diaz pitched well. Didn't give him a run, but I mean, then you basically blew Edwin Diaz. He's gone. He doesn't help you out at any other point in the game. It's over. And the offense is, you know, had its moments. Soto, Alonso, both two had two hits. Soto, like I said, Soto had the home run. You had Tyrod Taylor with two hits today as well, a double and the home run, three RBIs. It's great. So you had three guys that had to combine six hits. But no one else really did anything, and it wasn't spectacular. It wasn't a great game, but they had the lead. They had the lead, and they gave it away.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
And now you're in a crappy situation. And basically, you stole the headlines from the Yankees because they were going to get murdered for being shut out to Kyle Hendricks and the LA Angels. Okay? Kyle Hendricks, his ERA, I think today, going in today, was somewhere over five. Reed Detmer, I don't know what his number is coming in, but I don't think he was sitting there looking like Cy Young walking into yesterday's game. And yet they just kept the Yankees guessing. Judge looked terrible. DJ LeMahieu looked terrible with the bat. I mean, people are booing. I was at the game. People were booing DJ. People were booing Aaron Judge striking out at the end of the eighth inning. All right? And I don't think it was all based off of Aaron Judge striking out. It was more of a frustration of, this team freaking sucks right now. Where is the offense? There was a couple hard hit balls. I mean, listen, Austin Wells got a hold of one and didn't even get to the warning track. But everyone reacted like, ooh, that was contact. Someone actually could hit the ball. Fortunately, it was caught in the outfield. Like, there was a lot of nothing going on across the board for the Yankees. And Will Warren, let's be honest, we know it wasn't his best start, but he did strike out 11 guys. You know, I think that's the second time that he's had double-digit strikeouts. I know one other time he had 10. Yeah, that's the second time he had double-digit strikeouts. He had 10 versus Texas, and then on Tuesday's game, he had 11. But in the first couple innings, three innings, he scuffled. Gave up three earned runs. No walks, which is great. But they were. It was like pitch and batting practice the second and third inning. And it's unfortunate because he gets the loss because the offense did nothing. Did dick, as they may say. You got four hits. Jason Dominguez, Cody Bellinger, and wow, get this, Giancarlo Stanton, two more hits, still batting 500. And it's not like he's overpowering. He's just hitting the ball. He's just trying to make contact. He put the ball on the I think his second hit of the game was just a measly hit to the right side of the field because they had gave him some space. They thought they were going to pull him. They thought he was going to pull it. Instead, he just went oppo. You know, hit it hard. Hit the first base, thankfully. But four hits. Four freaking hits versus Kyle Hendricks. This guy is Zavarhan, and I can't pronounce his last name. Reed Detmers and Hunter Strickland. And you got guys coming at the end of the day, they finished with the ERAs 4.79, 4.67, 4.88, whips 1.29, 1.41, 1.47. They gave up four hits. Four hits. That's a problem. And it's been going on for a few days now. It's been going on for, this is a five-game losing streak by the Yankees. Between the Yankees and the Mets, nine games in a row, you lost. And at least the Mets have life, and then they blow it. The Yankees have no life whatsoever. They look dead right now. They look like they don't want to play baseball. They look lifeless. Aaron Judge is the only guy that you could say day-to-day looks like he still wants to play, still puts bat on ball at times, even though Tuesday he did go 0-for-4 with three strikeouts. It was a rough one for Aaron. He's now gone, and this is really how it goes. I mean, you think about it. If Aaron Judge doesn't hit, the Yankees don't hit. He is gone 2 for 19 in the five-game losing streak. It's worse than that if we really want to go. Well, not that bad. He's gone 2 for 20. That's really where he's at. He's been 2 for 20. He had a hit in Kansas City, a home run there too. So, I mean, you go back, you can go 3 for 24, whatever. It doesn't make a difference. 2 for 20, 3 for 24, it's all the same. It's not – if Aaron Judge is not hitting – the Yankees are not hitting, and that's a problem. And Ron Washington showed yesterday on our Monday's game, where he walked him twice, intentionally walked him twice. It was a tight game. I'm not losing to Aaron Judge. It's not happening. I'm not gonna pitch to him. I'm not gonna put it over the plate, and I'm definitely not gonna put him in a situation to get a big home run, a tie game, or have a game winning home run off of me. I'm not doing that. And that's a smart way to play against Aaron Judge. I don't understand how people haven't done it sooner. I mean, you think about it. Those two walks to Aaron Judge on June 16th, the last time he walked was June 11th. I mean, he doesn't walk as much as you'd think. Maybe Ron Washington is going to start a trend. Maybe people start realizing that, hey, you got to walk Aaron Judge. Because if he's not hitting, the team ain't hitting. So, Yankees get very lucky because the energy is going to be all towards the Mets on Wednesday morning. You can't blow that game and expect, oh, it's no big deal. It's a four-game losing streak. These things happen. You just blow games here and there. The team was good. You know, team did its job, but, you know, one or two plays here or there, that happens. It's 162. You know, it's a regular season game. No big deal. No, it's the Atlanta Braves. You were up 4-1. You had them right where you wanted to. David Peterson pitched into the eighth inning. Got you to the eighth inning with a 4-1 lead, and you blew it. Blew it. And the offense died out early on in the game, too. Right? If you listen to the Rico Bronya podcast that we just did a little while ago, Evan said it. You know, they score early. They have three runs by the second inning. And the last run they score is in the fifth with the Taylor home run. And that was it. They go five more innings with nothing. Even with the extra runner. The guy at second base. So they were flat the second half of that game. And that's got to change. That definitely has to change. Listen. There'll be another day. You got to just hope that both teams, somebody breaks this streak soon, because the deeper it gets, especially the Mets with Atlanta, we just ripped the Yankees for losing to the Red Sox because it was a division rival. That's why it's as big of a deal with the Yankees losing and getting swept by the Red Sox. Not looking competitive, but it's also a division rival. The Mets had this game, and they handed it right back. And who'd they lose to? A division rival. They should be burying the Atlanta Braves right now. This should be it for the Atlanta Braves. The division should be over. The Atlanta Braves should be out of the playoffs after this series with the Mets. But they've given them life. They just gave them life on Tuesday. You got two more games left. And I got to be honest with you, I don't feel good. I don't feel good that the Mets are going to be able to win this series. And then they got to play Phillies right after. And then they go back to Citi Field to play who else next week? The Atlanta Braves. So next couple weeks are going to be very interesting here. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of WFAN Daily with Pete Hoffman. You can always follow me at HoffWFAN. You can listen to me tomorrow or whenever, every weekday with BT and Sal, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also, I host Saturday mornings, 2 to 5 a.m. I do the Rico Bronya with Evan Roberts as well, if you want to catch me there. I do a lot of stuff, but I also do WFAN Daily. So I'm here for you every morning, every afternoon, whenever you want to check out this podcast. There's going to be something about something. Something about something is going to happen. We're going to talk about it. And then again, listen, if you miss anything at all, go to the Odyssey app. It's got everything. It's got every podcast. It's got every show that we do on the air, whether it's, you know, Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, Keith McPherson, Tommy Lugauer, whether it's Sean Marash, Chris McMonagle, you name it, the shows are everywhere. Podcasts are everywhere. Odyssey app's got everything. So like, subscribe, follow, do all that stuff, and keep on listening, keep on rocking, and I appreciate you. I will see you guys again tomorrow. Peace.
Carter's has your family covered for every summer first. For steps, for swim lesson, or for sleepover. Our clothes help kids and parents shine, thanks to comfy design and easy dressing details. Visit carters.com to shop the latest styles or find a Carter's store near you.